hello to you. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. The fierce Santa Ana winds that are fueling a huge wildfire in Southern California are expected to die down tonight. The fire north of Los Angeles has destroyed and damaged hundreds of homes. Meantime, authorities have begun searching for victims in wreckage of 500 Southern California mobile homes. Officials say the fire is only about 30% contained. A powerful earthquake has jolted Indonesia's Sulawesi Island. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake measured at least 7.5 in magnitude. A tsunami warning has been issued. No word yet on any injuries or damage. The Iraqi cabinet has given the go-ahead to a security pact with the U.S. The deal will allow American forces to stay on in the country for 3 years after their U.N. mandate expires next month. The approved draft will now be put to a vote in the parliament. Meanwhile, Shiite cleric Murtada al-Sadr has called for a pan-Muslim demonstration in central Baghdad on Friday to protest the agreement and the U.S. presence in Iraq. The space shuttle Endeavour is closing in on the International Space Station. It's expected to dock with the station around 5 p.m. Eastern time. Earlier, NASA engineers reviewed images of the shuttle to make sure there was no damage caused from at least two pieces of flying debris that hit Endeavour during Friday night's launch. All right, it was a record-setting weekend at the box office for everyone's favorite British secret agent. The latest chapter in the James Bond franchise, Quantum of Solace, opened on top with an estimated $70 million, the largest debut for a 007 film. It's roughly 22 million more than the previous record holder, 2002's Die Another Day. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source. Online, on TV, even when you're on the go.